This is Living Halal.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Welcome to another episode of Living Halal. Our guest in this episode is Brother Eddie from The Dean Show. And many of you know his show where he interviewed different revered and Muslim scholars about Islamic topics and explaining Islam in a simple term. But today, inshallah, we'll know more about him as a person and about why he started this project. So, Brother Eddie, thank you for coming to the program.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much for having me.
You are a martial artist. So, how did you end up doing a deen show?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Long story, because so many people have been asking the question, what's your story? Because I've been getting everybody's story, but people want to know, like, what's with me? How did I end up being on this way? But we had a brother who came up and approached me, and he's putting together a documentary that inshallah should be out soon. So the long version will be there. But in short, I, ever since Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he guided me to see what the truth is in life, I really took fast to this. It was something that was rational, logical. Just like the martial art that I train, Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I've trained different martial arts, boxing, kickboxing, taekwondo, this art, that art, and there was always something missing. But the practicality of this Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, it was something that was testable. And the Gracie family, they had what was called the Gracie Challenge. So they said, okay, if you think your martial art is the best, come step up, prove it. And this is the same thing that Islam, that Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he says in the Quran, that if you're saying that, look, that your religion is the correct religion, prove it, bring your evidence. So everything that, you know, we look at, we see man's fingerprint all over it. We see that there's the flaws, the contradictions, that there's no way that this can be from the creator. So when you find that this is the true way, this is actually the speech of the one who created us in this verbatim word of God, the Quran, you just can't help to get excited. And that's what I got. I got very excited, and I thought that, wow, if I share this with everybody, everybody's going to feel the same way. And this is how any and every believer should have this excitement to want to share this beautiful way of life with his neighbors, his colleagues, people at work. And this is just something I thought that was normal, that, you know, after I read and kept studying Islam, I just had this urge to share it with everybody, because it was something that it was testable. It wasn't something that was far-fetched. All it took was someone to be a little sincere, someone to want to know the truth, and it was just that clear.
So did you have a background in television, or how did you start in this field?
No background in television. I went from finding out that this was the correct way to be on, and then, as I was saying earlier, that I was so excited about sharing it, and then I, alhamdulillah, would individually just, I took a dawah course. It was a 6-month course, and from there we had a comparative study of different religions, and I was really enthusiastic, even more so. The more knowledge you got, the more you would get confirmed that this is the truth, and it would just like be an iman boost. So I just kept sharing it, and then this would more so be to small groups, to individuals. But then, alhamdulillah, I was contemplating to, after some time, I wanted to open up my own like dawah center, and I was really praying a lot to Allah, and it seemed like Allah replaced it with this. It's like he gave me this platform where we were able to now set up and start doing the dawah through the media here. And we started up just something where it was more really low budget. And from there, doors started opening up. We started making more contacts, and the production started getting better. And alhamdulillah, it's continuing to grow. Currently, we're on 2 TV stations, cable station here in Chicago. It's CAN TV 36. We're on 2 times a week. Once on Wednesdays and another on Thursdays, and also on Bridges TV on Sundays. And the actual times for that schedule, you can see it at thedeanshow.com. If anybody is in Chicago or the other TV station, they're actually in the United States and Canada. So if you already have that channel, I'm not saying to go out and get it, but if you're already flickering through and you have that's where you can catch us. So this is where we're at now.
And what kind of feedback you get from the viewers, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim?
We've had a few people where I have actually gotten to go to the masjid here in Chicago. One interesting thing, because the show is up late at night, so it's interesting when we sit back and we see how, Allah's signs are subtle. And this one individual who was, he was actually, he had a father who's Bosnian and the mother was Serbian. So Bosnians are primarily Muslim and Serbians are primarily Orthodox Christians. So he was caught in between, but he became a born again Christian again. And Alhamdulillah, he was having some doubts, like many people do when they start to try to commit to this. They see that this just does not make sense, that a man was God, that Jesus, this mighty messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, that we love, that we respect as one of the mightiest messengers of God. But when people try to make him into something that he was not, a son of God, a God, this goes against the innate nature that's embedded in all of us, the good old common sense. So he started to question this, and there was more that led up to this, but he was up late at night and he said that he was flickering through the channels and he caught the Dean Show, and I don't know what topic it was, and after that the number was on the screen. He called the number and he was feeling this doubt for a long time, but what we covered on the show, it answers some of his questions. He ended up calling the number, hooked up with my partner out here who I work with. I call him the Doctor of Dawah, Dr. Sabil. He runs the Gain Peace. And next thing you know, they were at the. They, he called me, said, "This brother saw the Dean Show. Come on down. He's going to be." And this is the masjid that I usually go to. It's the Muslim Community Center. And he ended up coming down and he took his shahada, which is that first step that someone takes if there's any non-Muslims listening. And to enter the way of life of all the messengers, that's to testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except God Almighty. In Arabic, we say Allah. So he did this publicly, and we gave him a gift packet with the Quran and some the biography of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and kind of a learning packet, a gift packet, and he was just really, really excited. So that was an interesting story. It was really pleasing. This is something when these things happen, it really motivates me and gives me just that really great feeling. And you see the fruits of your work blossoming, and it's a great, great feeling. Alhamdulillah.
And if someone wants to support your project and share the reward with you, how can they do that?
One, the first thing is that we acknowledge that this is a responsibility on every Muslim. It is something where Allah has told us. He has told us, He said that we should all invite to the way of our Lord with wisdom and good instructions and reason with them, reason with the people in ways that are best. Allah is telling us in many places in the verbatim words of Allah, God Almighty, that who is better in speech than the one who invites to Allah and does righteousness and says, indeed, I am a Muslim, one who has submitted myself to the Creator of the heavens and earth. We know that if Allah guides one person through you, it's better than everything in this world. So when a person knows this, he knows that, wow, this is something, this is the business to be. I call it the barakah business. What we really encourage people to do is we've all thanks is to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, who's given us this ability to hook up with some of the great du'at that are out here in America, some of the students of knowledge, different scholars, and we have gotten to sit with them, pick their brains, learn from them, and we've recorded it. And we put it out there. We ask that everyone contribute by now taking this information. We've started and we put a lot of these shows on DVD. And I'd like to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You started this DVD drive, which will help to make another 1,000 DVDs that will go out there, and we like to distribute these for free to non-Muslims. Non-Muslims get this free. We ask that the Muslims, they contribute $5. $5 that go to two DVDs, not one. Did you hear what I said, brother? Two DVDs. That's alhamdulillah. That's one case, professionally packaged. What I used to do, and I'm sure that many of us who are excited and enthusiastic about Dawah, I used to buy like the bundle pack of 100, and then I used to print it by myself and just hand this stuff out. But this is, you know, we have a treasure and packaging. It's like how you present it. I'll give you an example. We're almost out of time, but it's like if you have a steak, you know, beautiful steak, halal steak, and you know, you got the side dishes that go with it, but you present this steak on a garbage can lid. How would that be? It's gonna kind of take away from the main delicacy, isn't it? So the packaging, we've packaged it right. We've packaged this treasure professionally. We've had it, the graphics are nice, and we put it down. But the main thing is the truth is in there. So we ask that people contribute, and they get some of these, and they share it. They share it. If they don't feel comfortable talking, they can just use their hands to put in their pockets, get one, and then from there they can give it to their watch it and give it to their neighbor and pass it along. Also, keep us in your du'as and keep just sharing. You know, even if it's not the Deen Show, if it's Half Date or whatever good authentic site that's on there, and do the work. That's the main thing. Do the work. Share the message.
What are some of the benefits of giving a DVD compared to just sending them a link? YouTube or something.
As we know, all the Deen Show programs are free. They're all free and they're online. But many people, they're not computer savvy. Some people, believe it or not, don't even use the computer. Sometimes some people still have the old like dial-up connections, and some people just like to be able to watch on the big screen. So those are a few points. Some people don't have internet. Some people, it takes them to watch a 20-minute show. I've gotten complaints. It takes some people like, you know, over an hour, 2 hours. It stops, freezes, stops, and then you just shut it off. You get annoyed. And some people just like to be having it on the big screen, especially like say your friend comes over and now you want to throw something on, and it's just more convenient this way that you can give it to someone. When they come over, you can throw it in the DVD player, and this is just a better means that now we have the ability to give somebody this, and there's nothing wrong also with sending a link, but now you have two options.
Well, I want to clarify this point. Do you make money out of this? Is this a business you're pursuing, or how does it work?
Alhamdulillah that we have been able to continue doing this project, and we do this. By myself, I'm a martial arts instructor, so that's my full-time job. But this has also become a full-time job, but my pay, my rewards come from the creator of the heavens and the earth. So this is the only part now that we've really asked someone to contribute, and the money that comes in, as you know, if anybody is out there and you go to some of the bookstores, an average DVD, one single DVD can go from $15, $20. There are some for $10, but the majority, good package quality, will be in that price range, $15, $20, and especially if it's a double, it can go to $25. So there are costs that come into this, and people have a right to charge so they can help cover the costs, and this is something where we're not asking for that. We're asking not for the Deen Show equipment and all these other things, studio time, all this stuff. No, it's to make more DVDs. So the money will go back in to make more DVDs and to cover the cost of giving them out free to the non-Muslims. Okay, so let's say we have 1,000 DVDs and 500 will go ahead and be bought by the Muslims or whoever. They'll go back into printing more, and then the rest 500, if we gave them free, that also will help cover that, the free ones that we had given out. Let's say we're giving a talk or something. There's 10 non-Muslims. We can give 10 free here, 20 here, at this event, etc., etc.
Maybe last question is, I know it was very hard to schedule you, and you said it's hectic to run a TV show. Can you give us a brief, like behind the scene look? What does it involve, and what does it entail?
On our team, we don't have a huge team. We have brothers. My brother helps out. We have people who volunteer their time. So if we go and record at the TV studio in Chicago, you'll have, let's say you come in there and you'll have the studio and you have people, the director, then you'll have the people who's running the camera and then the audio, etc. But then if we record in the other studio, we don't need that many people. So it's not where something like when I was down in India and visiting Dr. Zakir Naik at Peace TV, he's got a team of I believe close to 100 people. We're nowhere close to that, but somehow we managed. So it's just a really small number of us, and but alhamdulillah, we're getting by only because it's with the help of Allah.
And with that, we'll end this episode. It was a conversation with Brother Eddie from the Dean Show. Thank you very much, brother.
Jazakallah, I had to thank you very much. May Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, reward you for the wonderful work you're doing and for having me on your show. Thank you.
And thank you for all our listeners.
This has been a presentation of livinghalal.com. All rights reserved.